Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R. D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord this evening. Amen. And also, you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
but as long as you're here, I'm not afraid. I bless your name. I worship you. Lord, I come before your throne with tongues of praise.
Said, I have said the Lord always before me.
I bless your name. Lord, I worship you.
Oh,
hallelujah. Lord, I live for you. Forever I am yours. Your name.
Come on, let's take it higher.
I'll live for you.
I'll live for you.
I'll die in you.
For I have said the Lord always before me. Because you're on my right hand, I shall not be moved. I bless your name.
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. And let us pray. Holy God, there is none like you. None holy like you, Lord. There is no one beside you. No one is even close to you. We praise you as the Lord our God, and we consecrate ourselves before you to be holy as you are holy. We lift up your name, for you are the one who is high and lifted up, and who lives within eternity and is called Holy God. You dwell in a high and holy place. You dwell with those who are contrite and of a humble heart. In your holiness, you revive the lowly and comfort the hurting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
I can't complain, no, I can't complain. Mama's taking it easy, Papa's gone on to paradise, smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet, hoping and praying. Happy and free, come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling, and I'm gonna give the Lord his day. Everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. A heated conversation, me and my baby, with sometimes debate. Life has but few guarantees. Sweet love and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. No time to listen to what this old man has to say. Oh, you see the world. Speed of light. come Sunday morning. Down on my knees, I'll be falling. Oh, I'm gonna give the Lord his day. Everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling. I'm gonna give the Lord his day, and everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. Oh yeah, in the presence of his grace. His grace, yeah, in the presence of his
I'm sorry.
Amen. Praise be to God in spite of me. Woo. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm no glad. Give me 1 minute there. Can't see a lick. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, everybody. All right. It is now time for our devotional message, which is entitled, Walk Peacefully with Me. Amen. And my scripture reading for these messages is coming from Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. And it says, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you. I will give you rest. Amen. Praise God. My second scripture reading is coming from Deuteronomy 33 and 25. And it says, the bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days. Hallelujah, Jesus. My third scripture reading is coming from Hebrews 13, verses 20 through 21, and it says, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip with you everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. And my fourth scripture reading is coming from Psalms 29, verse 11, and it says, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. So may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title, Walk Peacefully with Me. Through this day, you are wondering how you will cope with all that is expected of you. You must transverse this day like any other. In other words, look at this day as any other day. One step at a time. Instead of mentally rehearsing how you will do this or that, keep your mind on my presence and on taking the next step. The more demanding your day, the more help you can expect from me. This is a training opportunity. Since I designed you for deep dependency on your shepherd, King, challenging times wake you up and amplify your awareness of needing my help. When you don't know what to do, wait while I open the way before you. Trust that I know what I'm doing and be ready to follow my lead. I will give you strength and I will give strength to you, and I will bless you with peace. Amen, amen, and amen. I pray that this devotional message, it's a blessing to you as it is to me. And so at this time, again, I want to say that you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. So again, at 7 p.m., Pastor Kathy will be here to bless us with a mighty word from the Lord this evening. So in the meantime, I will continue praying and continuing playing our inspirational music. Amen. So the next selection will be Jesus at the Center of My Life.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Be the center and say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you. Every tongue shall
that's you, Jesus.
Ah!
Jesus.
I will be the sacrifice.
I'll provide what
Amen. Praise God. Holy God, we know that you want us to be holy as you are holy. And we seek that with all our heart. But we also know we have fallen short in the past. We fall short of it in the present, and we'll fall short of it in the future. In our fitness, we sin far too often. Our sense of commission and sense of omission offend your beauty and purity. Forgive us for the worry, doubt, fears, anxieties, anger, and even lack of love in our heart at times. Cleanse us in your holiness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at 7 p.m., Pastor Kathy will come and bless us this evening with a mighty word from God. So in the meantime, I will continue playing our inspirational music. Amen. For the glory.
Lord, if
I
find favor.
the presence of the Lord. Every voice in this room, we have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
Take it up and give praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection. Amen. Praise God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tribe 50 Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Ah. Here we go, y'all. Ah.
I am the God who heals the sick.
Oh.
Oh, that you only trust.
You are the sick.
You are the sick.
By faith.
By faith.
Yeah.
score of him. Somebody's going to walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it's children.
It's yours. It's yours. It's your inheritance.
Wave your hands if you know you're going to go get it.
Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Sounding so much better.
You know what that means.
What?
Uh-oh, I lost it.
No,
we have a word from the Lord.
Right.
That's what that means.
Amen.
I'm drinking water, trying to clean my throat. Oh,
amen.
Bless the Lord for another
blessing.
Day. We all need to be thankful.
Yes.
For what God is doing. You know, I'm sitting here, and at first I got up and I thought, you know, it's Thursday, I got to preach. Then I went back to sleep. Then I woke up again. Oh, you got to sleep. Then I went back to sleep. Then I watched the TV. And I'm looking at some of the things on the news and all of the stuff going on. Yeah, we need to be grateful that God has not given up on us.
Amen.
And I was so glad you had that song playing.
Yeah, I'm going to get
that's
my blessing.
That's a reminder. It's a reminder to everybody, the inheritance that you were supposed to get,
mm-hmm.
if you have not gotten it, come on now, that's good news, because you know it's on the way.
Amen.
Because God is not a man that he should lie. If he told you you were going to get it, you are going to get it.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to get it. Well, mm-hmm. on the flip side of that, if he told you you was going to get it, like mm-hmm. your parents should say, oh, you're going to get it when I get home. So mm-hmm. on the flip side of that, if he told you you're going to get it, you're going to get that too. But we thank God for another day and just the fact that all of us that are under the sound of my voice and even the ones that are listening from the radio, the internet, however you hear me, you are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
You are still here. And just like I keep saying, if you are still here, the old folks used to say, you yet holding on?
Yeah.
Well, then keep on keeping on.
Amen.
Come on now. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. We thank God for everybody tonight. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you. I don't know how you did it, how you have given me the strength that you have given me, oh God, to bypass the pain, bypass all of it, just to open up my mouth and proclaim your word, oh God. For that, I say thank you. I honor you. I adore you. For everybody under the sound of my voice, for everything that you're getting ready to tell your people, the people, oh God, even the ones that haven't come in yet, we say, hold on to your seat. Your Father's about to take you for a ride. And even if you haven't come in yet, it doesn't, my goodness, it doesn't mean that he's not your father. It just means that you haven't claimed him yet. Come on now. My goodness. And the wonderful part about God is even before we claim him, he's already claimed us. You know how I know? Because he's still protecting us. That's how I know. Even before we come on home, my goodness. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, oh God. Have your way on this line tonight that somebody, everybody is going to be lifted up, encouraged, and drawn into a closer walk with thee. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way right now. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My goodness.
Amen. Jesus. Praise God.
Is that a baby?
Yes, that's my little great-grand.
You know, one minute you got the dog barking, then you got the baby. What is going on? You never know what's going to be in the background with Evangelist Hilda, because surely somebody is over there drawing off her love. So we
thank
God. Tonight is the great-grand. We bless God for him being on the scene, because he's making it known. I'm here, too. So we bless God. We have to give honor where honor is due. God says we have to honor those while we yet have time to honor them. So we give honor to the visionary of the line, Apostle R.D. Wiggins, his lovely bride, Lady Nadine. We thank God for the assistant pastor and the host of this program, Evangelist Hilda. We thank God for our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. Thank God for this awesome woman of God. Thank God for Sister Barbara. These two are yet holding on, and they are keeping on, because no matter what show it is, whether it's Zoom, whether it's Pray One for Another, it doesn't matter what it is, they are on there participating, showing their love, talking
Amen.
To sanctuary. They are there trying to offer support and love. So we thank God for them.
Yes.
We thank God for Apostle Jackson, Dr. Burlington of Providence, Washington, and, of course, the love of my life, Pastor Stephen DeBose, who is in the house tonight. We thank God for him.
Yay!
Thank God for the man of God. We thank God for the man of God, and we pray continued strength on him and the rest of the men out there, because I'm telling you, the world trying to take us down. And if it's time for them to step up and take their rightful place, it would be right now, because women cannot do it all. Matter of fact, they can't even do most of it. Come on now, except we got big mouths. We can talk our way through. bless God for the men and the women of God tonight. Mm-hmm. Thank God for all of you that have joined in. However you see fit to join in, whether you're on the internet, the radio, or on the telephone, we bless God and we don't take your support lightly. And we pray every time you tune in that you will hear what thus says the Lord and be
Amen.
Blessed by all of it. Amen.
Praise
now
God.
We're going to get into this word. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I was fussing around trying to figure out how I'm going to do it, And, you know, when you wait on God, he will come through. He will come through. Don't try to make nothing up for me. I got my own stuff, and I know what I want you to say. And you sit there for the last minute. Now, I'm running over there to grab my phone and put my stuff on my lips, and I hear this song playing,
mm-hmm.
Get Your Inheritance.
Yes.
I said, oh, my goodness, how appropriate for tonight. Thank
Praise
you,
God.
That's how God lets you know. When you hear something in the atmosphere around whatever you're doing, that's how he's saying, I hope they hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they hear me, then
yes.
they'll know that I've heard them.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Now.
And once you know that he's heard you,
yes.
you are going to react to the fact that he's heard you. And if he heard you, he's going to do something about what you just said. Come on
Amen.
Now, that's good stuff.
Amen.
My goodness. Here we go. Blessings to all of our listeners today. What in the world? You know any other time. My printer has decided that it wants to send out pictures. What is going on? But anyway, here we go. Thank God for all of you guys. Hold on to your seats. Here we go. We are all the way in the back of your Bible. Yeah. We are going to be coming from...
You said all the way in the back.
Yeah, all the way in the back of your Bibles. We are going to be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. We are going to be coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. Amen. Here we go. Wow. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. In order that Satan should not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his scheme. Oh, God, I really do love you. I do. Let's jump on down to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
It says, put on the full armor of God so that you can make your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the world's darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground and having done everything to stand. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always. Always the doing of his word. Amen. The title of this message tonight is, Ooh, God, I love you. The title of this message is, You Mess With My Family, You Mess With Me. My goodness, this is good news. Watch how he does this tonight.
Let me make sure, because the baby in the back.
Okay. You mess with my family, you mess with me. Look who he's talking to. He's only talking to one person. He's got a billion manifestations, but it's just one person. Lucifer, the enemy, Satan, the devil, whatever his name is, it's still just one person. But here's the thing. We don't recognize, my goodness, we don't recognize that we're only dealing with one person or one being. Let me put it that way because he's a spirit. So we don't recognize that we're dealing with one being because there's so many different manifestations that he comes in, right? And so we think it's a whole lot of stuff that, oh, God, I love you. It seems like it's a whole bunch of stuff we're dealing with when really it's just the one being with all these manifestations. Yeah, that's all it is. And this is going to be good news for all of us because when you recognize that it's just one being, it's not, oh, I'm dealing with so much right now. Oh, I'm going through so. No, it's still just one being. He's behind it all. My goodness, glory to God. So here it is. He's saying, when you mess with my family, and you know what I love? He said, my family, right? And that means we are all part of the family. We all in the same family, whether you Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, African, American, it does not matter. God says, my family. He did not say, my family. He said, my family. He only has one. One bride, one family. All of us make up the family. Now, guess what happened? You see in 2 Corinthians, he says, oh, this is going to blow your mind because I never did catch this the first couple of times. He says that in order that Satan doesn't catch us of God off guard, right? He don't outwit us. He says he's made sure that none of us are unaware of the scheme of the enemy. But guess what? Look down in your Bible, 2 Corinthians 2:11. He says, in order that Satan should not outwit us, we are not. But he said, he didn't say so that Satan should not outwit you. He said, so Satan will not outwit us. And now I know somebody's going, well, Paul or one of them wrote 2 Corinthians. Come on now, that was written by a man. So when he said us, he was talking about the human race. Ooh, wrong. You know how I know it's wrong? Because every man that picked up his pen or his thought writing out the words of the Bible, they were inspired by the Holy Ghost. And if they were inspired by the Holy Ghost, every word they were jotting down on that paper came through the Spirit of God. Okay? So if he didn't want us to, he didn't want him to say us, or we, he would have said, put down that you, so that you will not be outwitted by the enemy. So that because you know, huh? Come on now. You're not wrestling against, he didn't say that. He said, put us, put we. You know why? Because we are a family. The sooner we get to recognize that he is part of the family, the better off we'll be. A lot of times there's things going on, and we may not want to share it with everybody in the family, but guess what? Even though you don't want to share it with everybody, you got to share it with the Father, okay? Because he's looking, he's knowing anyway, but he's waiting on you. If you think you can handle it without him, go ahead. He's going to let you. But when you recognize and you acknowledge that I'm in his family, so if Satan is messing with me, he's messing with my whole family. Come on now. It's no more selfishness because there's a lot going on in the world right now. Okay? So here's how he messes with you. I told you he's just one being. but there's different manifestations, right? One of the manifestations, loneliness, depression, COVID-19, huh? Come on now, homosexuality, unemployment, poverty, pain, divorce, stronghold. That could be whatever you may be addicted to, mental health, huh? Come on now, it's just one being that's behind all of that.
Amen.
He comes in different manifestations.
Yes,
he may come to you in the form of depression. He may come over here to you in the form of divorce. He may come over here to you messing with your mind, telling you you're a man when you're a woman and all of that. Come on now, migrants. He may come over here to you, say, oh, sorry, can't have no job today. You ain't got no job. You unemployed. Come on. These are different manifestations
of
one being.
That's
just
right.
One. So when you're sitting there going, ooh, I got so much coming up against me, you really only have the one being. He is the only thing rising up against you. And guess why he's rising up against you? I told y'all this before. He ain't after your little butt. What could you do to him? Nothing. In order to get to your father, he has to mess with you.
Yes. Amen.
Right? And this, he has to mess with something that's really going to affect you so that he will know that it damaged you.
Yes.
Yeah. So you sitting there every day, and I'm telling you, my hat goes off to Apostle Mother Wiggins, because I tell you, I am not one of those people that like to be alone. I don't care to be alone. I want to be around other people. But my thing is, can you imagine me being stuck in the house for 2 years? Oh, my God, by the time they find me again, ain't no telling what I'm going to look like. I'll be on drug lipstick all across my forehead. I done put eyebrows on my elbows, because I done ran myself crazy having to stay in a house. But 2 years, I don't have a house. Ooh, ooh. When Mother said that, my heart went, what?
Yeah.
That's hard. Well, maybe it is for you, or you, or you, or you. But not for her, you know why? Because her father said, you know, you can pick any one of my kids to do this to. What? Cause them to go through a divorce. Go ahead. Try to put divorce in front of them. Okay, I choose Betty. Okay, yeah, you can have Betty for that one. I want to make sure that one there never sees the light of day. So you want to keep them homebound? Yeah.
Yes.
Who can I get? Can I do it to a Parker Mother again? Yeah, you can do it to her. She can handle it. So when she was homebound for the 2 years and she didn't get to go out, it might have been more years, I don't know, and she didn't get to go outside, watch this now. God says, daughter, and you know Mother, she's praying old things. She said, yes, Daddy. He said, this did not come to hurt you. COVID is out there. This is your protection. He thinks he's holding you down, but he doesn't know I'm lifting you up. Why? Because I'm protecting you from the storm.
Yes.
And so Mother, she sat in there and ate what they brought her to eat and drank what she wanted to drink and didn't have to worry about COVID and a mask and all this other stuff going on. And all she did was looked out her window and went, I'm so glad God has me where he has me. Because guess what? It looked like she was homebound, but she was really wrapped in the arms of her father.
Amen.
Can you imagine God's arms wrapped around her during the times when it looked like, oh, my goodness, when it looked like darkness was overtaking her. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. The light was shining where she was. If you understand the enemy to be darkness and your father to be the light, guess what? While it looked like darkness was overtaking her, the light was still shining because he protected her all those years from COVID. She didn't even have to go out her door to breathe none, just sit in there and relax. Because after this here passed, and you see all the ones that it did affect, you will know that I was really protecting you. And again, I say to you, Satan comes. He's just one being. Comes in different manifestations. Okay? Sometimes there's things going on in your life and it's causing you a lot of pain. It's still the enemy. There's some people out there that are a little bit confused. They don't know if they're a man or a woman or both. They just don't know. Manifestation, Satan. Come on now. There are some people out there that think, I need my cigarettes. Where are my cigarettes? I can't handle all this. I need a cigarette. Who told you need a cigarette? What were you doing before cigarettes came into your life? How did you survive? Come on now. And you know what? You're thinking someone drinking, someone doing drugs. Come on now. Someone caught up in homosexuality, someone being unemployed, someone being lonely, someone being depressed, that these are the only manifestations. There's a lot more. Mm-hmm. There is a lot more. How about when you wake up and you in your house with your family, your mother, your father, sister, brother, and nobody's speaking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even like each other. Do not say good morning. They get up, go take a shower, get dressed, walk by each other, act like they don't see each other. That's another manifestation of the enemy. How do I know?
Yes,
his desire is to tear down anything, everybody that God loves, and guess what? He loves us all.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that we all going to accept him. It just means that he loves us all. Yeah, he loves us all. We all not going to accept him, but it doesn't mean that he hasn't accepted us. Because guess what? He said, you can't come to me unless I draw you. And once I start drawing you, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Once I start drawing you, you still have a choice.
Exactly.
You can choose not to walk this way.
Okay.
No matter how much I put before you to draw you, you still can make the choice to walk the other way.
Yeah.
My goodness, glory to God. Now, he says, this is the part that I love. Y'all got to get this because I never really paid it too much attention because I was so busy thinking that he says, in order that the devil and his schemes don't outwit us, we are not left ignorant to his devices. So I'm so busy thinking, you know what? No matter what he comes at us with, God has given us the protection against it. But the thing is, he said, in order that Satan should not outwit us, for we wrestle not. Guess what he's saying? He's the cat that needs you to make it plain and clear because there's so much going on in the world right now that they need to know. And I said, okay. He says, so point out to them when I said Satan should not leave us or outwit us or we are not unaware of his devices that I said us, I said we. You know why? Because we're all in it together. We are one great family.
That's right.
It's not you guys against the devil. Mm-hmm. It is all of us. That's why he said, when you mess with my family, you mess with me.
Amen. Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. Mm-hmm. So when he's saying, if he's going to say, when you mess with my family, you mess with me, then that's why he says, so we are not ignorant to the devices of the enemy. We are not ignorant. Not just you or you or you or you. All of us. And then let's go down to Ephesians 6:11. My goodness, go to God. He says, guess what? I need everybody to put on the whole armor of God.
The whole armor, yes.
Don't pick the pieces you want to put on. Put it all on. Now, watch what he says. He says, watch it. Here it comes again. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
Our, not your, not your struggle is not against flesh and blood. He said, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. We all in this together.
That's right.
And I don't know about anybody else, but just knowing that the Father is going through what I'm going through, he's in it with me. Come on now. I'm not
mm-hmm.
alone. Makes me feel that much better.
Yes.
He didn't say, your struggle is not going to be against flesh and blood. He said, our struggle. Guess what? It is his struggle. If it's his battle, it's
mm-hmm.
definitely his struggle.
Yes.
The word says the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord.
Yes,
so if
does.
You're struggling, it's not your struggle. It's his. Why? Because the enemy's not after you. He's after
That's
your
right.
father.
Yes.
But the only way he can get to him is to hurt the things that he loves.
Mm-hmm.
To tear up what he created, his
That's
creation.
Right. Yes.
Come on now.
Mm-mm.
You walk in some of these towns and you look and see where the hurricane has done, destroyed the people's homes, their towns. Come on now. And then you walk in there where there's racism, right?
Mm.
And that's destroyed a town. And then you go in there where there's poverty, and that's destroyed a town. So he's trying to destroy God's creation.
Yes.
The very thing that God took a look at and said, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once he finished with his creation, he was happy. He loved what he created.
That's right.
And the enemy stepped in. And from day one up until now, he's been trying to destroy everything that he loves and creates. Wow. But guess what? God is saying, you know why he's telling us? Because he's told us many a day to put on the whole armor. But you know why he's telling us now? Because, oh my goodness, you know the songwriter said, it's getting hot in here. That's because it's getting hot in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they threw Daniel and them into the fire, they turned the fire up 7 times hotter. Because they wanted to burn them to a crisp. So when Satan comes after us, he starts turning the heat up on us, right?
Oh, yes.
No matter
yes.
how many things he throws your way, all he's doing is turning the heat up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to recognize what God is saying. God is saying, I'm not just educating you so you won't know how to defend yourself. I'm educating you so you will. So you will know how to defend yourself against the wiles of the enemy. I tell you, you know what? People look at me. Oh, my God. Some days I just sit there and I want to lean on my mother's lap and start crying. People say all kind of things about me. And I look and I'm going, wait a minute. Y'all act like y'all didn't do nothing to me. And then God says to me, guess what? That's because they didn't. I said, okay, you going to David's fence? I thought I was your child. Guess what he said? You're all my children, all of you. And I'm just waiting for y'all to start beating each other up, start fighting with each other.
Amen.
I'm waiting day that y'all stop destroying one another. You recognize we're all in the same family.
That's it. Absolutely.
He says, no, it looks like they did this, this, and this. He said, but remember, I told you it was just one being.
Wow.
So if it was just one being, whatever Billy, Sally, Jack, John did to you, it was still that one being operating through them. Why? Because I sent you with a purpose, and he came to destroy the purpose. Remember, y'all, it's one being with a billion manifestations. Satan don't care how he come to destroy you. Matter of fact, Satan's so cunning. How about this? He's so cunning that when he comes to you, he's smiling, he's laughing, he's looking like he your best friend or she your best friend. And he want to help you, and he want to, and you're like, whoa, I'm like King David. I would rather my enemies come at me, because at least I know how to defend myself. But when you come to me like you family, you're a friend, and oh, come on now, but you trying to undercut? I'm like King David. You don't even know how to act to that one, because you thought that was a friend. You thought that was somebody trying to help you. You thought they wanted to see you do better. You thought you were dealing with them. You were really still just dealing with that one being. Just one being operating through them. And that's what God says. He had to tell them, when you mess with my family, you're messing with me. You know why? Because right about now, he's got God's family forgetting that this too shall pass. I'm looking on the news. I don't know how many depression medicines I've seen on the news.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only depression, you can't either call a hospital or dial a 911 or something. Is your life in danger? Are you thinking about committing suicide? You're like, what? No, I ain't trying to kill myself. I don't care how bad life seems. It only seems that way.
That's right.
Right? The songwriter said, everything is not as it seems. And that's why King David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know you're still with me.
That's right.
So you're going to overtake that shadow.
Yes.
And that's where you get that shadow boxing, because you can't even see. You can't even see all the things that God is boxing up all for you.
Yes.
You might get a blow here and there, and you think, oh, my life, look at all I'm going through. This is ridiculous. And God is saying, really? Really? Because if I let the rest of this stuff hit you, you would really know. But I'm out here shadow boxing for you. I'm keeping some of that stuff off of you. But some of it, I got to let hit you. Why? Because you'll get a little arrogant. You forget all about humility. Huh? I remember in the days, you know, early on, me and Pastor Stephen, God kept telling us every which way, stay humble, stay humble, stay humble. And we like, if we get any more humble, you can just call us Humbleen and Humbleen, because we as low as you can go. He was just whispering, stay humble, stay humble, stay humble. Have you seen what we got? Come on. And guess what he said? He said, yeah, I see what you got. You don't see what you got.
Come on now.
That's why he could afford to tell us to stay humble.
Stay humble.
God is saying, when I tell you something that has not manifested yet, it's only because I know it's coming.
Yes.
Yeah. I know it's coming. You don't know it's coming, but I'm warning you ahead of time. Whether you need to stay humble, whether you need to be still, whatever it is that you need to do because of what I see coming your way, I'm going to let you know. But this is what you've got to do. You've got to get sensitive to my voice.
Yes.
You are my sheep. And you are calling me a liar if you act like you don't hear my voice, because I have told the world my sheep know my voice.
Yes.
So if you act like you don't hear me, one or two things is happening. You're acting like you're saying, oh, God is a liar because I don't hear his voice all the time. Or you're saying, you don't belong to him. Those are only two things that could be happening when you ignore his voice and act like you don't hear. You say he's a liar, which he is not because he's not a man. Or you're saying you don't belong to him because he said, my sheep know my voice.
That's right.
So if you don't know his voice, you've got to question whether or not you belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
Look what Jesus told him. Look in the Bible. It says it. He said, get away from me. He said, you belong to the father of lies. Because you don't believe me yet. So you still listening to him. That's your father. Not me.
That's right.
My goodness, glory to God. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he said that then is the same reason he's saying it now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not listening to me, you're listening to the father of lies. The father of lies is never going to tell you the truth. Even though when he first gets your attention, it sounds like the truth. It only sounds that way. Listen to the whole sentence
yes.
and you'll see. Wherever you mix a little bit of truth and a little bit of the lie, the
mm-hmm.
whole thing is a... And so God is telling us today, I need y'all to do this. Because the reason why I told you to put on the armor of God so you can withstand the fiery dart coming from the enemy. And guess what? He has not stopped. In fact, he sped it up. Have you ever gone to one of those yards where they are practicing softball and the balls are coming out of the machine. Ooh.
Yes.
And then the guy that's doing it, he sees that you're hitting every ball. He said, oh, speed it up. So he starts speeding up the ball. Then all of a sudden, you breaking your neck trying to hit them and you can't hit them because there's too many coming at once.
Amen. That's right.
And so God says the enemy's been watching us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been acting like we're educated because we've been dodging those fiery darts. So guess what? He said, Kathy, I need you to tell them. He feed them up. They're going to start coming faster and more than you can ever imagine.
Mm-mm-mm.
And unless, watch what he's saying, unless you put on the whole armor, huh, you might walk out with a black eye. You're going to have your arm in a sling. Your leg going to be all twisted up because some of them darts is going to get you.
Oh, yes.
If you're not fully clothed
mm-hmm.
in God's armor.
Okay.
God is saying to the enemy, when you mess with my family, you mess with me. So guess what? I don't know if y'all ever seen Twins, the movie Twins, and Danny DeVito was one of the brothers, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was the other brother. Well, Danny DeVito was 4 foot tall.
Mm.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was 6 foot something, built and everything else. Danny DeVito got behind Arnold Schwarzenegger. He said, when you mess with me, you mess with my whole family. And there was this little head sticking out from behind Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because why? He knew that was his protection. And God is doing like Madea or Tyler Perry. He's putting his hand on all of us, and he's moving us behind him. That means some stuff getting ready to go down. Yeah. Y'all think COVID-19 is the stuff? That ain't the stuff. Oh, God, no. Huh? That was the trick of the enemy, right? He threw that out there so y'all could think that was the stuff. Huh. That ain't even a third of what's really getting ready to come at us. A whole bunch more is coming. But God says, fret not, because I'm still going to be with you. Huh? No matter what comes your way, I just told him, when you mess with my family, you mess with me. So that means he's got to take the forefront to protect us. That's why we call him Abba Father. He's our protector. And all you got to do is get behind him and duck down. Yeah, when he pushes you to the side and push you down, you got to get behind him and duck down. Because those are the times he's going to be protecting you from all those blows that are coming, and they're going to be coming. But you're going to survive. If you give ear to hear what thus says the Lord, he's going to tell you when to duck. He's going to tell you when to sway to the side, the right side, sway to the left side, back up, go for it. Be still. He's going to tell it all. Because Satan isn't just messing with you or you or you or me. He's messing with our whole family. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you guys. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. Praise be to God. My little one decided he wanted to make noise right at the end of the sermon. So at this time, we want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. Children know how to act a little silly when you have doing something. So they're trying to get your attention. And that's what he's trying to do. So at this time, we like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. God bless you, caller. How were you this evening? 623-271. And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
I did enjoy it. And I did enjoy hearing the little baby in the background and the little dog praising the Lord. So
we're alive.
All God's creatures were joined in today.
Yes.
I haven't heard Pastor Kathy for a while, so I had to join in and have my spirit filled. So it was good. It was good, and it's an encouraging message that, and that's what's good about us all joining in together, because we're a family, and we have to fight against these spiritual demons that are attacking us. And so coming in and joining in on these calls gives us encouragement and hope, and she inspires us to stand up and fight and not be afraid. Put on that armor and make your stand.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely right. Because when you walk out your door, you don't know if you coming back. So when you take the whole armor of God with you, you know, and you have that surety that you will be coming back home, because he is protecting you every step of the way. He protects you.
Hallelujah.
When you're going, and protects you when you're coming in. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Beautiful message, Pastor Kathy. God bless you for it. And we have to always remember that it's not flesh and blood that we are out there that's attacking us. It's spiritual demons and Satan.
Amen.
And his little imps, as Pastor Kathy calls them, little imps. So we have to always remember to put on the whole armor of God and read his word and just meditate on it as we are reading it, and ask the Holy Spirit to just open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears to hear, see, and proceed what thus says the Lord. Amen. So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give us the call to salvation and the benediction, as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, God sent this word because if you look around, not just the news, if you look around, there's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on in the home. There's a lot going on in the streets. There's a lot going on in the nation. There's a lot going on our job. There is a lot going on. And God is trying to let us know, whenever he messes with you, he's messing with me. and his arms is too short to walk with God. Come on now.
Amen.
That ought to encourage all of us and everybody that's out there that's going through whatever you may be going through, and you're saying, God is not going to help me. He's not going to help me. There was a young lady, she was saying, you know, everybody was going to get prayer, and the guy told her, come on, you get prayer. She said, even me? Even after all I've done? And he said, yeah, that's the whole purpose, right? To be forgiven, to be restored, to be sheltered with all that love that God says he has for all of us. So if you are out there and you're under the sound of my voice and you have not given your life to Christ, it is not too late. God loves you. He wants to protect you. He wants to be there for you. But you've got to acknowledge your wrong. Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. After you open your mouth and say you're a sinner, then you have to repent. God, I don't want to live like that anymore. I want to turn away from those things. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for all of my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. Right? You have to open your mouth and confess that you believe Jesus did die on the cross for you. Because unless you believe it, you can't receive it. And if you can't
receive it,
then there's nothing he can do for you. You've got to first believe that he is. He exists. And he's there for all of us. All of us. We thank you, God, that you haven't given up on us. And as you say, I confess with my mouth that I believe Jesus died on that cross for us. Come into my life. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. The next thing you want to say is, Father God, lead me to a good household of faith that I can continue to grow into the knowledge of who you are and what I'm supposed to be doing for you, not for me, for you. That's why his word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this other stuff still added unto you, but you got to seek him first. Come on now. God wants to love on us. He wants to protect us. He wants to bring us through. No matter what man says, oh, you know what I love? As the devil is standing there accusing us of all kind of things, God is looking at him, and he don't even have to say it. He's looking at him with those righteous eyes, and his eyes says, but you're a liar. I can't trust what you say. Huh? But I know what I see, and I see my daughter's heart. I see them. They are better than what you got them acting like right now. So with that, we say, God, thank you for taking us all in. Thank you for loving on us, never giving up on us. Oh, God, thank you for being a merciful, forgiving God. And thank you for making our crooked path straight. Thank you for loving on us in ways that no man and no woman could ever love on us. Thank you, God. Even when we make mistakes, thank you for not turning your back on us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Precious and Heavenly Father, tonight we just want to say thank you for that word that reminds us we are not in this battle, this struggle. Whatever the situation may be, we are not alone because we are all in the same family. You are with us. You're protecting us. You're watching out for us. You're keeping us clothed in our right mind. Divine healings within our bodies, oh God.
Yes, God.
And for that, we say thank you. We honor you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just
thank
because.
You.
Because if nobody else knows me, I know that you do. And because you know all about me and you still love me, that gives me hope. So we thank you for this word and tonight, oh God.
Oh,
and more so that you're reminding us in a gentle way, get back out there, but don't go without the armor.
That's right.
Understand what every piece of the armor represents so you can protect yourself against the wiles of the enemy. That's what God's armor is for. And when you put on his armor, you know what that means? He's walking ahead of you.
Yes, he is.
That's how you're able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. Amen.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, God.
Praise
we
God.
Love you. We honor you, Bill. God bless all of you on the line tonight. That sounds like Leslie. God bless you. You don't even know how you blessed me getting on today. I pray your strength. I pray your strength. I love you, dear heart. God bless
you
guys.
I love
you. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. We want to thank each and every
We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our devotion. Love you too. With our devotional message, our inspirational music, and our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you. And shalom. And on that note, shalom. Goodbye. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Belongs to you. Belongs. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.